Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They are big words we don't need to have. Vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. The other word is here. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. Down in Alabama and Mississippi. to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm ocean time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Glad we have an opportunity right now. This is to come together in unity and talk about some wonderful things that we can do in our community. Mm-hmm. So right now, what I would like to do is to, you know, say peace and blessings to each and every one, and let you know that some great and wonderful things are finally going to start to become some of the things that we can really look forward to in our community, you know? And I'm just giving thanks to the Creator, to Christ, for blessing us with some great opportunities. I also would like to say that this is a time where, you know, positive things and great things can come about, but we just have to really see it and believe it without a doubt, you know? And if we can keep our minds up on high and know that our goals and dreams can start to fly, that's what's really going to start to happen. And some of the things that we're looking at happening right now is what we really do need is community centers. Because once community centers start to come about in our communities where our youth don't have to get caught up into these gangs and don't have to get caught up into selling drugs and doing other, you know, silly things that are going to get them in trouble, you know, that's a good thing to be able to have a community center that's out in the community that can invite them in so that they can learn different processes of how they can make money in a positive way and not just make a few nickels and dimes, but make some good money and be prosperous and be positive and live a positive life, you know, instead of ending up in an early grave by being in these, you know, gang wars or ending up in a situation where, you know, they have you know, bad situations where they could end up in jail and stuff. So when we can offer them good opportunities that can really be of great benefit to them, that's one of the reasons why these community centers can be very important into helping them out. And not only just the youth, but we can have opportunities for adults as well. Because what we're still trying to do is make things well even for our adults to come out of poverty and not happen to be, you know, stuck in, you know, different, you know, community, well, really say government programs, you know, that, you know, you're getting financial aid and things like that. But, you know, living in that lifestyle can be very difficult. But if you can make a nice amount of money for yourself and your family, that's a great thing because that opens a door that sets you free from poverty. And these are some of the things, again, that having a community center can really provide for adults as well. And, you know, one other thing that's really important with our community centers that will be a great contribution to our community is that we'll be dealing with holistic health. And we're looking at, you know, having a free holistic health program where, you know, that's one of the reasons why many of our youth and adults don't get involved with holistic health, because if you have a Medicaid card, you know, you may be able to get, you know, service from the medical industry for free, you know, which is, you know, a good thing to a certain extent. But then at the same time, you know, financially, that's something that works for you if you, you know, if your money's tight. But if you want to deal with holistic health, then you have to pay money out your pocket for massage, for acupuncture, for chiropractors, for nutritionists, you know, a number of other ones as well. But the bottom line is if you don't really have the money for that, which might be $50, $75, might be $100, $125 for each session, and your money in pocket is tight, then, you know, if you have a choice between the freebie and the one where you got to pay, you know, a nice amount of money out your pocket, that's the reason why majority of our people deal with the medical industry, because they can't afford to deal with holistic health. And being that that's the case, you know, what we can do right now, if everything goes through, which I believe it definitely will, you know, we'll be able to actually see, you know, a freebie program for holistic health as well, where you could get, you know, a free program for massage, you could get a free program for acupuncture, you could get a free program for chiropractoring, you could get a free program to get information from a herbalist, you could get a free, you know, service from a nutritionist. You know, there's a number of different programs out there, but the bottom line is normally you have to pay. But with the program we're talking about putting out there, it's going to be free, so that will help, you know, a lot more of our people come on board in a holistic industry instead of just saying, nah, I can't afford that stuff, so I'm not going to deal with it. Now you really can, and that's a good thing. So anyway, this is something that I just wanted to share with you, because these are some great blessings that are on the table right now. And, you know, when we do our prayer and meditation and, you know, really start to focus on seeing it already done, that's when it will be done. So let's, you know, keep our minds up on high and know that our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. But we just have to believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt and know that our goals and dreams can truly come about. It doesn't have to be a maybe, a if, or a might, but a real, true reality of what can truly come about, without a doubt. So anyway, with that being the case, I just wanted to share that with you to let you know that that's one of the major things that we're focused on tonight, that we're going to be seeing some great opportunities come through, and we just need to really see it and believe it and know that we can receive it. And in really having, you know, faith and knowledge and knowing that it can come about, it will come about. And that's what makes a big difference in, you know, us being able to accomplish certain things in our lives by us having a positive mindset of knowing that these things can happen. Not it might happen, or I don't know if this is going to work. You know, those kind of negative attitudes will not get you where you want to go. But if you can keep your mind up on high and believe that things can happen, then they will happen. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So in saying that, yeah, that we're all on the same page and having a clear understanding of some of the opportunities that are on the table right now. And just know that we can make some things truly and really come about, but we have to believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Can't be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina. We have to be someone that knows that the power, love, and grace of God is here for us to tap into. So how can you tap into it if you're not going to believe it? It's going to work. That's the thing. You can't be a doubting Thomasina or a doubting Thomas and really do believe that it's going to happen, maybe, or I doubt it, so your mind up on high, that's how things are really going to fly. And another thing that we're looking at, too, is our music museum program, where we're looking at bringing positive music back into our community. And by looking at that perspective of seeing things come about as well, that is also something that is really powerful and positive and can really help our community in a great way. Because in us being able to really have some, you know, positive music instead of all this negative music that a lot of people are caught up into, you know, listening to, you know, especially our youth on that, is that, you know, this is something that, you know, can really generate some real positive energy coming into our community as well. Because I remember when James Brown did that song, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. That was really nice. And I heard a lot of people speaking about that and really felt really great about it was in our community and that it was being spoken on. And, you know, it really gave a lot of people a feeling of pride and feeling great to be Black, you know, instead of saying, wow, you know, in this community, you know, this is terrible how they're treating us and how this, that. You know, and if you're going to say, woe is me, and think negative about who you are and what you are and what's happening to you, then that's basically going to draw more of that negative energy your way. But if you can start to see and have pride in who you are and what you can do and what you can bring about, then that's what's going to bring, you know, things in your possession and in your being able to receive. But the bottom line is you have to believe. And if you do believe, then that's going to make things really come about. And that's really something that is great, you know, because as I said before, once we start to really, really believe in what we want to see come our way, then that's when those things that we are focused on will start to really make its way to us, you know, because what you see is really what you get. And that's one of the reasons why we have to see things from a positive perspective, because in us doing that, you know, it brings about some serious and positive change. Positive mindset is a million times better than negative mindset. You know, because, you know, just thinking from that negative point of view is not something that's going to, you know, really help you come on through. It's going to be kind of rough and tough, you know, for you to really make your way if all you're going to do is sing woe is me all day. You know, that's not really going to make it. So that's something that's really important, because even being in the school system for, you know, 12, 13 years, with the beautiful thing about that was there was a lot of kids caught up into negative mind thinking. And, you know, sometimes it was problems they were having with their family. Sometimes it was bullying that was going on against them with kids in the community. Sometimes it was just them seeing themselves from a very negative perspective. You know, and, you know, having that negative situations in your life, a lot of that can be turned around if you can actually see things from a more clearer and positive perspective, you know, because once you change your mind from seeing things from the negative to the positive, that brings about some positive things to come your way. And that's why we need to take our youth to see themselves from a positive perspective. When, unfortunately, many times in the school system, when you're told that you're dealing with special ed and you're mentally incapable of doing this, that, and the other, and, you know, I never forget a video, too, that I saw of a famous rapper who was saying, you know, he was told that he was mentally disabled in the school system, and that he really wasn't going to be able to accomplish much in his life. And he was, you know, really kind of depressed behind that. But then he actually met with one teacher that told him, no, don't see yourself from that perspective. You can accomplish a lot of great and wonderful things. Just believe that you can and that you are worthy of it and that you're capable of it and that you can make it happen. And that's what he told him. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to give this, you know, a new train of thought and start seeing things from a positive perspective. And then he started getting into the rap industry, and, you know, he really started to think and feel that he could be, you know, successful in that. And, you know, as time went on, he became successful. And these are things that we can bring about, but if you're going to see, you know, yourself from a negative perspective, it's almost like, what, be a rapper? Oh, man, forget it. I can't accomplish nothing. Well, why would I even want to waste my time doing that? I can't do that. You know, so if you're going to see yourself in that kind of negative perspective, then that's a whole other story. But if you can see yourself from a positive perspective and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can bring some positive goals and dreams about, then that's really something that can be a life changing. And these are things that we need to teach ourselves, and these are things that we need to do. And that's something also that we're going to be having a positive program on. That's going to be free. I'm not going to be charging anyone. You know, this is going to be dealing with positive affirmations and meditation. And we're going to be looking at, you know, affirmations help to reprogram the mind. And the meditation does as well, because you're visualizing the person that you want to be in the meditation through your third eye. You're seeing the new reality you. And once you start seeing that and believing that, and then the affirmations that empower what you're focused on, those things can really bring about a new reality for you. But if you're going to be stuck into just keep singing woe is me all day long, then that's what's going to bring more woe is me energy to you, you know, because what you see is what you get. What you're focused on in your mind is what you're going to attract. So if you're focused on achieving great and wonderful things, then that's what's going to come your way. If you're focused on woe is me, look at all of this, that, and the other that's happening to me, and it doesn't look like I'm ever going to be set free, then that's what's going to come your way. So what we have to do with our youth is retrain them. Not tell them that they're incapable, that they're unable, that they can't do this, they can't do that, but tell them that they do have the ability. And one of the good things that our program did as well, we were able to get, you know, quite a few youth into the A and B honor roll. And these were folks, youth that had, you know, been failing in the F, you know, honor roll, if you want to call it that, but that's not really what it is. And they were getting an F grade, they were getting D's, you know, a D grade, and that's, you know, down at the bottom. But the A and B honor roll is at the top, and they were able to get that, but we reprogrammed their mind for them to see themselves from a positive perspective. And that can not just be a game changer for the youth, that can be game changers for adults as well. And that's why I'm saying, you know, if any of you are interested in really getting involved in this, then you can call me at this number, you know, and, you know, we can discuss this and, you know, have you on our list, you know, because we're going to be starting that, you know, next month. And, you know, in the middle of next month, we haven't come up with the actual date yet because, you know, we're still working on that. But the bottom line is the number where you can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And if any of you that are on the call right now would be interested in learning about how we can reprogram the mind to keep our mind up on high, focused on how our goals and dreams can truly fly all the way to the mountaintop of success, where we can achieve our very best, these are things that can really happen. even though many of us have been told, don't even waste your time trying to be successful doing this, that, or the other, because it's never going to work. And don't listen to those lies. Do not listen to the lies that are trying to brainwash our people. Listen to the reality of what you can truly do and be, and that's what is going to truly set you free. All right? So again, if any of you are interested in coming on board and actually being a part of our program, you know, which will deal with visualization, affirmations, and meditation, and those are three very powerful tools that you can use to bring about positive change in your life. And like I said, we've had great success, awards, and everything for how we've helped people in the past. And I know this can help other people, you know, at last as well. But it's just a matter of whether you can conceive it in your mind that you can reprogram your mind and your feelings and your emotions. Because I know it's not easy many times when from childhood all the way up into adulthood, we've been lied to and told that we're very limited and we can't do much at all. And sometimes, unfortunately, we get caught up into believing that. But the bottom line is that is a lie of Satan trying to keep us down and out. But the reality is you can bring great, awesome, and positive things in your life, and you can bring it about. But the only way it can happen is if you start to see that you have an opportunity to really be the person that you want to be. Instead of singing, woe is me, you could be singing, yeah, I'm really great and thankful to the Lord about the fact that I have been set free to accomplish my goals and dreams and my new reality. And if you can keep your mind up on that note, then that's when that energy will come your way and your new reality will start for you. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. And that's the whole thing. So many times, great and wonderful opportunities are there for us. But the bottom line is, can we accept the fact that we can reprogram our mind, reprogram our lifestyle so that we can be all that we would like to be? Because with all this negativity that many times surrounds us and tries to really keep us distracted from seeing things in the positive, and all we see it is in the negative, then that's what comes our way, the negative. And many of us are drowning in that negative mindset. But we don't have to stay there. We can come out of it, and we can start to see our new reality. But each and every one of you are worthy of achieving great, awesome and amazing things in your life. But in order for those kind of things to come about, you have to believe that you are worthy, capable, and can make it happen in your life. But the only way you can do that, because the bottom line is this, along the path to reaching that mountaintop of success, telling you that there won't be any problems that you might encounter on your way there. But the bottom line is, for the person whose mind is fully focused on seeing things in the positive and knowing that, hey, you know, I may have to, go through a few changes here in order to get this done, but the bottom line is I know it's going to be done. But that, again, is keeping your mind in a positive mindset, keeping yourself up on high, utilizing affirmations that will reprogram your mind, visualizing the new reality you, and knowing that soon that will be you. You know, these are things that really have a very, very, very powerful impact on people's lives. But the problem is, You have to set yourself free from thinking in the negative and transforming your life into the positive. And it can definitely come about. No question about it. You can make it happen. What's the old song that was out? You can make it if you try. Bum, bum, bum. That's true. You can make it if you try, but you got to at least have enough confidence to at least want to try. But if you have allowed Satan's lies to hold you back so much to the point that all you want to do is just see the negativity instead of the positive opportunity that is awaiting for you, then that puts you in a whole nother state of mind. But all I'm saying to you right now is that we can definitely bring some positive and wonderful and great things to start manifesting in our lives. But you cannot hold on to that negative drive. You got to let it go so your new reality can start to grow within your life. And right now, what I would like to do, give some of the folks that are on the line with us right now an opportunity to actually share some feedback on what they feel and think from what we just spoke about. And if you feel that you would like to share with us, you know, a few words to say, definitely this is your time to make your way. So all I can say at this point is, see what you can do. And the caller I'm talking about right now is 347-880. 347-880. Your mic is open. And if you have anything you would like to share with us right now at this time, definitely feel free to do so. And that would be right on time.
Yes, greetings in the name of the Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. We are to demonstrate and come together in unity. And we know that nothing can stop us from that. Because if we have a conviction of love and unity in our minds from the beginning, and that's what we're pulling on. And so while we have his spirit in us, we're going to move forward. All the people that join us and they're creative people, we're going to go creatively. In things that is in the arts, industries, that people not really studying, selling to us in our communities, we're going to be able to manufacture some of those things because we need to sell to ourselves that we can show the children what we should be doing and what we ought to do. And so the opportunity is coming up. We'll get in the place that we can have a center and have a place where that we can meet with others and bring others together in the metropolitan area, and we're going to get support because I know people willing to support us and want us to come together. And they don't want us to see us going apart and fighting each other and arguing with each other, bringing our dirty clothes to the public. Everybody have something that they're not doing right. Everybody. Every perfect person out there, and we can pick them out, let's pick them out. Look what's going on in the world, how fast those bombs moving to bomb the poor people in there, hitting their houses, this, that. What we are saying now is peace we want. We're here to help America and help develop our children here because we're here to help build America. We're not here to tear down nothing. We are builders, we are. We are builders from the ancestors. And we are here now, come together with the brothers and sisters, showing respect, even sometimes there's dishonorable things happen that we can go dishonorable. We're still holding ourselves to keep ourselves in a spirit of Selassie I, because he know and we know that if we keep in that spirit, we remember, look and you think how much time America can hold. America, Italy, this, that can hold in Africa. Africa is where everything begins and where our nations, when the water starts developing. Everything starts heat up and the ice belt start melt. We gonna have to go to the ice region. We don't want to be fighting in advance and before we know what we have to do. We have to prepare ourselves because we are going home and we have here to develop as our home, and our home is other places too, where that Africa is calling for us to come and help build the housing over there for the people. And we have natural resources we can build from, natural things that we can build from, and use the solar energy and the high-tech situation to train the children from over here. We're going to start training people to take jobs here, and if no jobs here, we're going to go other places. So we're not going to block no place. But what we're going to do, train the young people in a way where that in the art, the music, the singing, the activities in the high-tech scene, not calling no one name, because there's many different names coming out. And you call one, you say, oh, this is what you say. We know that new things is being developed. I hear my son calling some name, I can't remember that. That they're doing all these things. So we, as in the young people way, that we go have to look out for the young people. We can't just leave them astray and don't do nothing for them. That's where you start and don't tell the people have to run from the kids. That body feed is run. We have to run away from kids. We have to try to train them. Get something going. Get something with people that have something going. And we can deliver something better than the norm. And the Ethiopian World Federation, Local 26, is the one who coming from that end. As I'm as a director with it, I'm going to go that end. Other people have a next end to go to, and they will be able to fit in. But pulling all these people, that, yeah, they could be part of the Federation, but we have people that don't know the bylaws, and they're doing things anyhow they feel. This is not American Corporation. This is laid out for us to do things right, that we love each other and protect each other, not do what we feel. Putting names to other things, it's not right. Let us stay within the ancestors. King Luther King, Marcus Garvey, and all of them that come behind the king, we're the far advanced right now. But everybody have a mind to do what they feel, and their mind can't put them nowhere. They don't have no money to carry them nowhere. Is that money? Is not no plenty money. So let's get together with our brothers and sisters, push things that we can develop here and develop it in every state, every union of where black people is, people in Asia calling out on the Federation. We as here in America, they think America is the best place. We in the best place to do it. We don't want no war. We don't have no gun. We have love and unity. We want to develop things from the garden perspective, where that we're feeding ourselves, and we know we're feeding ourselves with the right food. If we don't have the right food, we're going to put it in the glass case. We're going to make it up and put it in the supermarket. We are industrials. We are industrious people. That's what we do. We develop things from scratch. Sound, art, thinking power. Not just me, it's the other brother and the other brother, Mr. Brown and all the other people, they think of things and plan them. But we have to use the thing for the righteousness of a Godhead way. We can't use the thing and go on like how the other wicked people and go on. Yeah, everybody can do wickedness and get plenty of money, but what good is it? What good is doing good and then everything turn out bad? Gaining the whole world but lose everlasting life. What good is it? So let's get together, man, and develop things together. Because not no one man or two man running nothing. All those one and two man that running and saying what they should do, they should have six and seven or eight man, nine men helping making that decision. They want to do it how they feel with other people that never been elected. And we have to look at what he set up, because every year he gives us the election. So if we don't like what the person did last year, we can do it this year. And don't elect them. So we have to look at what we're doing. Yes, everybody have contribution that they do. Your contribution might be greater than his, but his contribution might come out greater down the road. Yeah, we on the radio station that you have pulled together. We appreciate it. We love you. But we want to see you do the right thing according to bylaws. We're going to start putting them out and people going to accuse the people who are not carrying out the Ethiopian World Federation bylaws and how they're supposed to go. Because other people practice this before. Can they write in and tell us this in below? People all over the world that is in the Federation coming together and seeing that it's coming scattered. Yeah, we want the new people. But the new people, when he said come to New York, New York, and develop the Federation in New York, he mean New York, New York. He mean Manhattan, New York is the only place that named New York, New York. Let's use it. The district attorney, because they don't want to indict certain people or bring things up, they is dying. And leave the black district attorney, and he have to pick some black people. The black people that he's picking, talking to us and saying, anybody that gets in the way doing illegal things like what people do, go down and try to picket the in Washington and do wrong things. They want to penalize them. Because they don't want the other young people to come and see that they can just do anything. The judge before tell us, don't come back in the court. And we're trying to get back in the court. We don't want to go no court with our brother. We love the brother that do wrong the same like the brother that do right the same. The balance. Yeah. It's love going to rule this world. Love and unity. Because we look and see what they're doing. They're killing their own people. When their blood gets hot from eating all them flesh, they fight one another. But we are vegetarians and we know the truth. And Russia run out the Jehovah's Witness out of Russia and said they don't treat the black people good. So even sometimes people do wrong things, people do good things too. We want to get good treatment here we have because we contribute here. We didn't contribute down the road or South America or North America. Is North America, we come and help and love and want to help America because we see the black people here need help. So we're glad to have the opportunity to make the center to help develop the youth and just start in. In 2022, we're going to start with this good brother, the president that he is speaking tonight. He's going to join with the other people who have experience and give love to the community. Because we don't want the kids fighting each other. We want them to have sophisticated trades that they can sing, they can do art, they can do degree in development, they can do estimating, they can do installation, they can do electrical. Come on. Look at all them bums that people sending over here think they do them. It's because they learned. The people know what's needed in the society and they teach them. Each person learn a different thing. And teach each other. So let's go. Because I know things that other people don't know. They know things that I don't know. And we have to come together. This is not no more like two years ago. It's a different time we're living in. Living in a different time. So we have to, the world drying up because of the heat and the ice belt melting. And we have to change our attitude to fix the society. We that have the wisdom have to change our attitude because all this heat coming up, making the sickness and them come out now. So my brother,
I do appreciate what you have had to say because it was definitely some positive, you know, energy and room for people to see and to think. You know, that we can make our way in unity and that we could really be a blessing to our community by doing that. And it's true.
That's
you know,
right.
But the bottom line is we have to, like you say, come together in unity and see what we can do, you know.
And we have to come as a jump
in. Yes, indeed. So thank you once again, brother. And now we're getting ready to go to another caller. And that is brother at 347-622. Or it might be a sister. I'm not sure. 347-622. If that person is willing to come on board with us at this time, that would be great, and we would be able to, you know, go over a few things together with you and see what we can do. 347-622. Do you have anything that you would like to share? Because your mic is open, and all you have to do is take your phone off mute, and you should be able to share with us if you'd like to at this point. Do you have anything to say? Okay. Well, we'll go on to our next person. 646-271. 646-271. Your mic is open now. If you would like to share some feedback on what has been said thus far, we would definitely be glad to have you come on board. Hello? 646-271. 646-271. Okay, well, no problem. Sounds like we got a lot of listeners today, because we're not getting a lot of folks coming back on board with us, so that's all good. And now we have 631-358. 631-358. Your mic is open. If you're interested in sharing some feedback on what's been said thus far, that would be great. And we would be looking forward to hearing from you.
Yes. Yes, I think it's a lot of things been said, you know. And, like the brother finished talking, you know. Yes, we have to unite. It's time for us to unite and get it together. And so that's what needs to be done. You know, That's how we're going to solve the problem. We have to unite. If we don't unite, then we have a problem.
Right.
You know, but that's, that's what we have to do.
That's true, brother.
Yep.
And I'm glad you said that, because coming together in unity would definitely be something like we did back in the 60s, you know. It wasn't even about, you know, whether you were Muslim or Christian, whether you were Hebrew Israelite, or whether you were Rastafarian. We all came together in unity, and we, you know, came together to see about bringing some positive change in our community. Because back at that time period, you know, we had hardly no rights at all. You couldn't even sit on a white person's toilet, let alone, you know, go to their colleges, go to their restaurants, go to their, you know, schools and things like that. We had no rights to do none of that, you know. But we came in unity and we overcame all of that negativity in our community. And that's one of the things that we need to do now. We need to come together in unity, and we're going to see some serious and wonderful change in our community. But the bottom line is we have to have at least enough respect and love for our people that we're willing to come together in unity and stop thinking in the mindset of, you know, negative hate towards ourselves or negative hate towards others in our community. And let go of all that negativity and see ourselves willing to come together so that we can bring about some positive change without a doubt. That's what's really important. So if you had anything else you'd like to share on that, brother, definitely feel free. No problem with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely. That's what we got to do. That's the only way to get it done. So, yeah, let's get it done.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that. I do appreciate that, my brother. And you brought a very powerful portion of the message as well, because coming together in unity, or as the brother said, with the Federation. And the thing about it with the Federation, some of you may not know what the Federation is and, you know, what that stands for. But that's the Ethiopian World Federation. And the Ethiopian World Federation is an organization that is for, you know, our people. It's in Africa. That's where it started. And it's spread around the world where our communities are, whether they're in Europe, whether they're in Caribbean islands, in Brazil, whether they're here in the United States, you know, wherever our people are. We're not just talking about unifying people here in the United States, but we're talking about unifying people, our people around the world, and coming together in unity to improve the situations that we have in our communities, you know. And that's something that's very important. And even myself, I may have not shared this with you before, or when I did share it, some of you may have not been on the line, but I'm the president of the World Federation here in New York. And basically, you know, we're going to be having an event in March or April, and that event is going to be focused on us really trying to see what we can do to come together in unity and be a part of not only the Federation, but also about improving our health and improving our wealth and coming together in spiritual unity as well. Because I know, unfortunately, that a lot of us, you know, just see the practical viewpoint of how we can come together in unity. And I'll be honest with you, I never even really thought of it at all myself until actually when we were dealing with ending the gang war, how Jesus actually came to us in a meditation with one of our students and told us that if we come together in spiritual unity and focus on the divine love of God in Christ in the minds and hearts of these youth that don't want to stop the violence, don't want to come out of their devil's mindset to kill and destroy each other, he said, if you do that, I will reach into their minds and cleanse their minds and hearts, and we can end these gang wars. And I was like, wow. I couldn't even believe that that was something that we could do from a spiritual perspective, but it definitely was. And in utilizing that energy, you know, we saw a lot of kids drop out of these gangs after we dealt with that, and they no longer had the desire to kill and destroy each other. So spirituality is something that is very, very powerful. And the only problem is we've been taught that that's something that we don't have no connection with. We can't use the power of spirituality, whether it's with God, Christ, Allah, Jehovah, whatever you want to call the name. That's something that's a dead end for us, and it's not true. We do have a very powerful spiritual connection with God, but the only problem is we've been taught that we don't, you know. And not too long ago, I was listening to, you know, some folks on the line, and, you know, these white folks were talking about how we as a people are not sons and daughters of God, you know, and that we couldn't even, you know, contemplate seeing ourselves in that perspective. And I was like, wow, are you going to say that we're not when we are? And, you know, Jesus said that, and even Lord Jehovah said that, who is the father of Jesus, Lord Jehovah. He said, you're made in the likeness and image of God. And being that you as a people are made in the likeness and image of God, that makes you a God being, a son or a daughter of God that has the ability to do awesome and great and amazing things. But the only problem is we've been taught that we don't have that ability. And that's really a sad thing, because being that we do have that ability, you know, these are things that, being that we've been brainwashed into not being able to know that that is a part of our reality, and that we do have amazing spiritual power and ability. But bottom line still comes down to this. If you don't know it and if you don't believe it, you'll never be able to receive it. And that's one of the reasons why we need to reawaken ourselves even to another, even higher height of consciousness. I mean, the first step is to come out of negative thinking into positive thinking and seeing yourself as a person or that can actually achieve great and wonderful things. That's first. And then the second thing is to acknowledge your true identity as a true son and daughter of God. As Jesus said, the things I do, guess what? You can do even more. And Jesus was not someone that did little minor things in his life. He did awesome, supernatural, and amazing things, resurrecting the dead, walking on water, you know, disappearing, reappearing. He did things that were totally amazing and just just totally, you know, fantastic. And then for him to say that the things I do, you can do, what is that telling you? That's telling you that you are not a limited person that can do hardly anything, which all of that is a lie. He said that you can do even things that he can do and more. So the question is, how can you do those things if you cannot even acknowledge the reality of it? And the sad thing about it is there's a lot of people that do not believe that what Jesus spoke on with that had any truth to it, that we do not have the ability to do any of those things. And therefore, to focus on that, whether you're doing prayer, whether you're doing meditation, whether you're, you know, focused on Jesus, whether you're focused on Lord Jehovah, Allah, whatever your spiritual path is, you're wasting your time because these are things that cannot come about. And those are the lies of Satan that can come about. All you have to do is believe it, and you will receive it. But the bottom line is, these are things that from your childhood on up to adulthood, we've been taught just to, you know, and I don't know if you know this or not, but there was said to have been 6 books in the Bible out of the 12 disciples of Jesus. And those disciples wrote books that specified and focused on the fact that we are all sons and daughters of God. But all of those books were stripped out of the Bible and totally erased. And because they did not want the average person to realize their true identity as being sons and daughters of God and being able to do awesome and amazing things. So all I can say to you is this. We do definitely need to come together in unity. We do need to keep our minds up on high and know that we can have our goals and dreams fly all the way to the mountaintop of success. But in order for these things to come about, we have to truly believe it in order to achieve it. And the other thing is, once we start to see not only ourselves in a positive reality, but a spiritual reality, that's when things will be awesomely, awesomely powerful for us to bring about positive change in our lives. So all I could say at this point is we saw some really, really powerful things come about through the blessings of Christ sharing that information with us, you know, about focusing on the divine love of God and divine love of Christ and seeing these gang wars coming to an end. Like I said, in Baltimore, that was really something because a brother came to me and told me about the gang wars in Baltimore and how these guys are being killed. And now one of the gangs, you know, just killed 5 people in their gang. And now the other gang is talking about, you know, getting revenge on that gang for doing that and how they had bought machine guns and how they're going to try to go in there and kill all those gang members that, you know, were a part of the other gang. And I said, wow, this is really something. And we got together and we did the meditation and we focused on the divine love of God in Christ. And we saw them no longer holding on to the demonic devil's consciousness of wanting to kill and destroy each other. But we saw the divine love of God cleansing and purifying their hearts and minds of all that evil and negative thinking. And we also saw Jesus, as he said, he would reach into their minds and their hearts and cleanse all of that negativity away. And to make a long story short, that's what happened at the end of the day, because we just did one meditation on that. And when we did that one meditation, that was an awesome and amazing thing that came about. And I was just very, very thankful to see that the revenge that that gang had claimed that they were going to get for having, you know, many of their gang members killed, now they were going to seek revenge and try to kill as many of them as they could. They never sought the revenge to get back at them. Never did. And I was like, wow, that is really great. And I was very, very thankful to see that this is something that came about. So when the brother called me back after 2 weeks and no more violence was occurring, I was like, wow, Jesus is not joking around. You know, when he was sharing that information with us, he was telling us God's honest truth about if we do this, we can bring about some positive change. And that's why I'm saying even now, we can still bring about some positive change. But the bottom line is, we have to believe it. In order to receive it, we have to acknowledge our true identity, not as limited human beings who can do hardly anything, but as God beings, sons and daughters of God that have the ability to do great, awesome, amazing things in our lives. And as a new reality, that's when we will be able to really, really see wonderful and amazing things in our community. Yes, indeed. Practical ways of doing things, spiritual ways of doing things, in dealing with both, we will be able to see some great and wonderful things come about. Changing from a negative mindset to a positive mindset, from a positive mindset to a godly and spiritual mindset. All of these things are things that we can do, but we have to know for a reality that once we get to this point of knowing that this is who we truly are and what we can truly do, that's when great, awesome, and amazing blessings will start flowing through our community, our lives personally, for our family as well. And all I can say is let us see ourselves being set free from all this negativity. Because just like in the past, we didn't have no rights to vote. We didn't have no rights to go to their schools. We didn't have no rights to do hardly anything. But now there are those that are focusing on our rights to vote to be stripped away. They are focusing on, you know, different communities where we can live and can't live. And, you know, even banks that don't want to finance us and allow us to utilize, you know, their ability for us to money to improve our businesses or start a business, to, you know, purchase a house or a building. You know, these things can become very, very difficult for the folks in the Black community. And it's really sad to see. And you could be living here for 30, 20, 40 years, 50 years, and someone can come from another country and get that money in the blinking of an eye, you know. Yeah, that's really crazy, because why are you not allowed to do it? And you've been an American citizen for years, And here's a new person that may not even be a citizen getting money, you know. And then for those who are new citizens, they even get money. But you know. And that's the thing about it. Once we really start to come together in unity, all of those negative problems will no longer be a part of our community. And that's the things that we need to really see come about, that we can really bring about some positive change, see things from a whole nother perspective. And once we start seeing things from a positive mindset, that's when positive things will truly come about, without a doubt. So right now, we're going to go to the next speaker, and that is 917-600. 917-600, your mic is open now. On the things that we spoke about thus far, if you have any type of, you know, response to what we said, you know, feel free to join us in, you know, showing some feedback on what you feel about that. And all I can say is, you know, hey, we're on our way to a brighter day, but it's good to hear some feedback from our people that are on our radio show so that we all can see that we truly know what's going on. So 917-600, if you feel you have any feedback you'd like to share, feel free to speak to us right now. That might be open. If you'd like to say something, feel free to speak up to your phone and let us know what you'd like to say. Hole, hole. Okay, no problem. Well, we do have another person, and that is the person with the headphones. And that is 111-111. You have your mic open. And I know once in a while you have come up as a speaker, but a lot of times you're a listener. But today, if you would like to be a speaker, then share with us what you feel in regards to what you've heard. And share some feedback on what you you'd like to say. So if you have anything that you'd like to say as a speaker instead of just being a listener today, feel free to make your way and share some positive feedback so we can hear from you in regards to things that you feel can come through. 111-111. If you have anything to say, please let us know. Okay, well, no problem, man. I just wanted to see if you had anything to say. And we do have one other speaker, and that speaker is Brother Ron. Oh, okay. And basically, Brother Ron will be able to come on and share with us what he feels with some feedback in regards to what we've spoken on thus far. Brother Ron? Okay, wait a minute. Brother Ron is getting ready to come on in a minute there. He's just trying to get a few things together there. One thing I will say is that it is good to be able to really make our way to a brighter day. And Brother Ron, you coming on
yes,
now? Okay, here he is. So Brother Ron, if you could give us some feedback on what we spoke on thus far, that would be great.
Yeah, the circumstances that we're doing right now in terms of unity is so important, that we come together, spirituality, the physicality and spirituality together is important, that you have optimal health, which is high level spiritual, high level emotional, and physical health all together. And as far as the health of the community, economics coming together, exchanging ideas and businesses and working together makes for unification, makes for harmonious environment. The Bible says wealth, health, and wisdom, and prosperity is talked about a lot, and good health. So in terms of the meditation and believing in that in yourself, believing in your brother man, your sister woman, and believing in your community, believing in your hopes and your dreams can come true. All these things are healthy. You know, it's a part of the extensive of our mental and physical health and our spiritual health. All works in unification for our total health. And so when we come together, like-minded individuals, and we support one another and help one another and develop a good business ethics and a good business exposure, that makes everything possible for us to go forward. In Jamaica, they have a saying, many hands make work light, and that is so true. One head is better than, two heads are better than one, because you can think, and somebody else can think, and you can come up with great ideas together to move the community forward as we work for unification, the community, and economics working together. It's so important now that we see such a need for self-sufficiency. Communities have to be self-developed. And there's a saying on a poster that we have on Louis Farrakhan that says, self-development is the beginning of community development. And that's true. Each individual needs to develop themselves to be stronger mentally, physically, spiritually, so they can go forward and support the community. And together, they come together as a unification, collective body, a cooperative, a group. To do better, to make things better. And so it's such a need for the spirituality and the physical and the mental to be at the utmost high level of operations, at its peak of functionality, normalcy. So, it's very important. And I think going forward with the spiritual health, the spiritual awareness, and the spiritual prosperity is what people need and what will help people to move forward. So thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
And thank you for sharing a very positive message as well, that we definitely do need to come together, physically and speak together, to help one another and to really create a new reality for our people. Yes, indeed. And it can definitely come about, but we just need to really be focused on knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of these things can truly come about. So anyway, right now, what I would like to do is to really start to focus on one of the great and wonderful things that we can do at this time, and that is our prayer and our meditation. And basically, right now, we would like to see the full manifestation of good old money. And as it comes into our grasp, what we'll do is end the negativity at last that has been really trying to keep us down and out. And we're going to see a new reality come about. So all I can say at this point is that I'm very, very glad to see you have an ability to really bring about a new reality. And all we have to do is use some of the spiritual tools that God has given us to set us free from the negativity. And once we start to use the physical and mental and even spiritual tools that we've been given, we're going to start to see some great and wonderful results coming back into our community. So with that being said, I would just like to say at this time that this can really be a wonderful opportunity for all of us, where we can set ourselves free from all this negativity. But we just need to really start to focus on our true identity as far as us being God being sons and daughters of God that have the ability to really make some great things come about. We really need to focus on taking our mindset out of negativity into positivity, because it's very difficult to accomplish a goal or a dream in your life if all you're going to do is just see it constantly from a negative perspective, because you just have your mind stuck in negativity. And that's why thinking from a positive perspective is very, very important. But once we can do that, that can set us free from a lot of negativity. Because what you see, once again, is what you get. And if you're going to see your life in a woe-is-me negative perspective, then basically that's what you're going to attract to you, and that's what you're going to attach to you by having your mind stuck in that mindset. But once we free ourselves from thinking negative all the time and start to see ourselves in a positive perspective, that's when things are really going to start to come about. And then taking it a few steps further up into a higher realm of consciousness in God and Christ, and start to see ourselves no longer as just human beings that are very limited and can hardly achieve anything, but now we can see ourselves as God beings, sons and daughters of God, that can accomplish great and wonderful things, because you are made in the likeness and image of God. That is a very, very powerful sentence the Lord Jehovah said to us. But the bottom line was, this was not taught in the churches or in the Hebrew temples. It was just something that was said that was very powerful, but it was supposed to be kept on the down low and in from a secretive perspective. And that's the thing that has kept a lot of people from realizing their true identity. But if we knew that we were made in the likeness and image of God, then identifying ourselves as sons and daughters of God would be no problem at all. And even hearing that that's what we are, and not being, what? I'm a son of God? I thought Jesus was only a son of God. You mean I'm a son of God too? Are you kidding me? And that sister over there, she's a daughter of God? Are you serious? Get out of here. We didn't even have to think like that. We would say, wow, yeah, well, we made in the likeness and image of God. Lord Jehovah, Jesus' Father, said that we are made in the likeness and image of God. So by him saying that, he is trying to share with us our true identity of who we truly are. But the problem was, when we are not taught that, even though those words are in the Bible, even when Jesus said, the things I do, you can do and even more, and those things weren't taught as well. Why? Because if you knew that you had the power to disappear, to resurrect the dead, to walk on water, to help the sick and dying, to manifest wealth, to do all these things, how the heck could people oppress you and keep you down and out in different communities around the world? They couldn't. And that's why these were supposed to be secrets that you were never supposed to know. But now that you do know, let us get ready to show what can come about once we start to believe in our new reality, and we can start to achieve with our new reality. So So anyway, I just wanted to put that icing on the cake and let everyone know, even though it was a secret for a long time, now that truth is here for you to take advantage of and utilize it to change your life so you can reach that mountaintop of success where you can achieve your very, very best. And with that being said, right now, what we're getting ready to do is start off with the prayer. And we're going to do the prayer with Brother Ron. And then from there, what we're going to do is go right into our 3 deep breaths. And then we're going to go right into the meditation. So let's get ready to go. And one last thing I just wanted to share before we get ready to go there. If any of you would like to join me with our program that's focused on transforming our thinking from the negative mindset to the positive mindset, and then from there to the spiritual mindset, we would be more than glad to work with you and see what we can do about creating a new reality for me and you. All right. The number where you can call me at if you are interested is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. All right. So now we're getting ready to go forward with the prayer with Brother Ron. And then from there, we'll go into the meditation and see what we can do. Create a new reality for me and you.
Heavenly Father, creator of heaven, earth, we call on to thee, submitting our spirit unto thee, O Father, that we can redeem our natural man, redeem our soul, redeem our minds, bring us into a physical and a mental meditation and spiritual connection that we are closer to thee, guiding our footsteps, guiding our lives, guiding our sight, our mind, our hearing, our thinking, our doing unto thee, O Father, that we have come unto this time to gather together. You said, and you're one or two are gathered together. You're in the midst to give us strength and power and spiritual awareness. So we come unto thee right now, seeking and looking and asking, knocking for all those things that's unrevealed unto the natural eye, unto the natural man. Those things that we cannot see beyond our capabilities as a human concept. But Lord, you have something special for all of us. And as we come unto you seeking physical, mental health and spiritual prosperity and physical prosperity and to change our lives that we would be more powerful than we've ever been before in unity, meditation and spiritual unity together. Unto thee we come unto our soul and our mind. We give everything unto thee right now. All our thoughts, all our mindset, everything to gravitate towards being with thee, getting stronger in our spiritual lives, enhancing our physical lives and changing our existence forever. And we thank thee. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Thank you for sharing that. That is very, very wonderful. Those words of wisdom can really bring positive change to God. Yes, indeed. So now that we're going to be able to do is start off with 3 deep breaths. And this will raise our consciousness to higher heights. And then we'll go right into the meditation. And we'll get started. And make our way to a much, much brighter day. Here we go. First breath, breathe in deep. Calm and total relaxation. Breathe out all stress, anxiety, and tension. Let it go, go, let it go. Yes, indeed. Okay, our second breath, breathe in deep. the positive mindset of seeing ourselves from a positive perspective, no longer holding on to, as we breathe out, any fear and doubt of knowing that things cannot come about, letting go of all that negativity, and no longer holding our mind in that perspective, but knowing that from this day forward, we shall always see ourselves in a brand new reality of being able to achieve, and also all we have to do is seriously believe. All right. Number three, third breath, breathe in deep. As we breathe in deep, our new reality of who we are, not a failure or a loser, but a God-realized person, God-realized son and daughter of God that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. And again, as we breathe out, let us let go of all fear and doubt. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And let us know, let us know, let us know that we are truly God beings, that are sons and daughters of God, that have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. But we've been told that this is things that we cannot ever, ever do. But that's a lie, because our blessings are starting to come through. So in order for them to come through, we have to believe it. In order for us to receive it, in order for them to come through, we have to keep our mind up on high, so our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. And as we start to see things from a positive perspective, that's when we'll know for certainty that great, awesome, amazing things will start flowing our way. And all we have to do is see this in a very positive and wonderful way. No longer seeing, woe is me. Oh no, this is happening, that is happening, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, that is not what we want to see or to believe. What we have to do is see our new reality, and then our blessings and dreams will start showering through to create a new reality for you and me. So all of these great and wonderful things will finally be. So let us start to see it. Let us all know that our great new reality is here for us, so we can start to get some serious dough. Yes, indeed, some serious cash can start to come our way. And all we have to do is keep our mind up on high and see it already done. And our victory shall be won. See our victory already won. All we have to do is believe it and we'll receive it. So right now, what I would like us to do, let us start off with something that is very important right now. There is a rumor going around right now that World War III is about to be. So all I can say is God has the last word on this. And even though Russia and the United States and all these other countries are, you know, contemplating right now whether they want to fully go into, you know, starting a World War III, or whether they just wanted to have a battle here and then pull out. The bottom line is, let us envision God's divine love, mercy, and grace going into the minds and hearts of all the Russians, of all the Americans,
and then all those who are involved in the battles that are going on today, and let them see the hand of Christ reaching into their mind and into their heart, erasing all of this hatred and anger, wanting to take advantage of each other, wanting to kill each other, wanting to destroy each other's lives. This is not what is needed. What is needed right now is world peace, where we can all come together in unity, the family of the human race, not to be at each other's throats and wanting to kill and destroy each other, but to bring about world peace. Let us see these minds feel that it's time for them to pull out of this battlefield before things explode into World War III. Let us, the United States, also see, instead of wanting to create a World War III where hundreds of thousands and millions of people will be killed, let us see no more tragedy. Let us see us as a people as well, pulling out of this, letting our hearts be filled with God's divine love, letting our minds and hearts be filled with God's divine love and Christ's divine love, cleansing away all the negativity so that world peace can truly be our new reality. Let us see it. Let us believe it. Let us know we, as sons and daughters of God, have the ability to envision a worldly new reality where world peace will be the ability for a new reality. So instead of people reaching out to want to kill each other, to hate each other, to destroy each other's lives, let us see the divine love of God in Christ erasing all of that negative drive, and let us see the light of God's divine love and Christ's divine love filling their hearts with love for one another, for the desire to care for the lives of others, for wanting to be a blessing to the lives of others. Let us see that as the world's new reality. And no World War III will come about. But God in Christ, powerful, powerful energy will neutralize all of that negativity, totally erase it and replace it with a new reality, ending all of that and bringing about a new world filled with joy, peace, love, and happiness, good health and good wealth for everyone, no more starvation, no more slavery, no more taking advantage of each other, no more hating each other because of your religion, no more hating you because of the country that you're from, no more hating you because of the color of your skin, no more hating you because you see things different from another person. Respecting one another, caring for one another, wanting to reach out now instead of killing and hating, but helping one another. Let us see that as a new reality. Anger has been totally erased. God's divine love and Christ's divine love is now here to replace all of that negativity. See it, believe it, and we will be able to achieve it. See it, believe it, and we will truly be able to achieve it.
world peace is here for us to see the world's new reality. Let us see it. Let us believe it. Let us know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is God's grace, love, and mercy that will come about. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, grace, and mercy for us to see world peace, a brand new reality. Instead of seeing hundreds of thousands and millions of people being murdered in World War III, let us see the ending of all this madness and insanity. And let us see God's wonderful new reality. Let's just vibe on this for a minute, where world peace can now be our new reality. World peace around the world, not just incident with Russia, but let the hearts and minds of people around the world be filled with God's divine love. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Jews and the Muslims, whether it's blacks and whites, whether it's the Russians and others who they're against, whether it's people who are in poverty, feeling hungry towards people who are rich and wealthy. All these negative things, let us see our new reality. Their good health and good wealth will be here for everyone, not just for the 1%ers, but for everyone. Let us see God's new reality. No more starvation, no more murder, no more hatred. But love, respect, and peace of mind, and everyone will have a new state of mind, and we will all be focused on seeing our new reality come about, with world peace finally here to see. So let's focus on it. Let's see it for the light of God's divine love and Christ's divine love going into minds of everyone in the human race. And all of this anger and hatred and desire to kill will be totally erased. With God's divine love and Christ's divine love filling their hearts and minds, and the human race will have a new reality where all of this negativity will no longer exist. The joy, love, peace, and happiness and bliss will now be here for us all to see. So let us envision it and let us know it beyond the shadow of a doubt that these are truly things that can truly, truly, truly come about. So again, just for a few minutes, vibe on seeing this, and as we see it, it will come about without a doubt. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. The other piece that I would like us to see is the manifestation of wealth in our new reality. Let us see a very powerful green light above our heads. Let us see it going into our mind. Let us see it flowing into our heart. Let us see it flowing through every single cell in our body. And magnetically drawing until hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars are now coming our way in poverty and things like starvation and homelessness and living out on the streets and feeling down and out because money has not come about, all of that negativity can now be totally erased because the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance is now coming into our possessions, coming into our lives through dreams and great income magnetically being drawn into us. And we are using millions of these dollars to be a blessing to put up community centers, music museums, homeless shelters, food programs, and also mental mind transformation programs so that we can come out, or many of our people can come out of negative thinking to a positive mindset. And then from there, even take it to a spiritual mindset. So let us see all of this great, awesome, and amazing new reality. Indeed, these are things that we can truly bring about. So all we have to do is know that it can come about. We have the power and the ability to elevate ourselves to higher states of consciousness in God and Christ. And in doing so, we can make ourselves magnets for wealth and manifest hundreds of thousands, millions, and billions being drawn into our possession. Believe it, and we will receive it. See it, believe it, and we will receive it. See it already done. That our victory financially has been won. There are no more problems of knowing if this will work to enter our mind. We will be confident in knowing it, that this is something that will really come about without a doubt. All we have to do to raise our minds up on high and start to see our goals and dreams can truly fly. All we have to do is know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this can truly, truly come about. So let us see this green light radiating and glowing from us, drawing to us through the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance. Let us see hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars coming our way in a new reality for ourselves and our community is now here and on its way. And we thank the Lord for divine love, grace, and mercy, and allowing us to see that we are now facing a brand new reality. And all I can say is thank you, God, for showing us that we are true sons and daughters of God by saying, you are made in the likeness and image of God. So you are a limited human being that can't accomplish much of anything. God did not say that. He said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. Very powerful, powerful word. Trying to allow you to see your true reality of who you are. So open your mind and open your heart and accept the fact that's where it's at. We are the true son of God, that has awesome and amazing spiritual power. And in order to tap into that power, you have to align yourself in oneness with God in Christ. And then great and awesome things can start to come about without a doubt. Because to take this money and to buy drugs, to take this money and start a house of prostitution, none of these things God will ever allow you to receive any of this money to do. Only if you're going to use it for positive things that you want to do to help yourself, to help your family, to help your community. That is what this is all about. Negativity will not even make it out from what we're doing. So we have to think from a positive mindset that we are in alignment with God in Christ. And if we are in alignment and in oneness with God in Christ and the things we want to do, that's when this money will start pouring through. So keep our minds up on high and know for that, that this is where we are. Our new reality is truly, truly deep. All I can say is, you are truly a son and daughter of God that has been blessed with your God-given power. And all we have to do is tap into that power to be able to do some awesome and amazing things. But in order for that to come about, we have to know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that our true reality is real. And once we become in oneness with God and Christ, true reality and blessings will start to really come our way to create a brand new day filled with God's grace, love, and mercy, and we will truly see a new reality. So right now, what I would like you to do is to, just for a moment, envision that green light that is glowing from you, from your mind, from your heart, from your whole being. And you are now a magnet for wealth flowing unto you, hundreds of thousands and millions and billions of dollars. See that as a brand new reality. And when you get this money, what are the positive things you will do to help your community come through? Start to see your new reality. Start to see this money coming into your possession. And you're using that and having a great and awesome confession of how you're going to use this cash to turn the world around from negative to positive. So God will not for a moment for being a magnet for wealth that affects you financially and can also affect your wealth and your health. And the wealth and health of the family, of the human race, and all in harmony and oneness to replace all the negativity of the world. Let's just vibe on that for a moment. See that as something that has truly, truly come about without a doubt.
Yeah.